The handover from the presidency of Donald Trump to Joe Biden has begun, 3 weeks after the presidential election. Mr. Trump took to Twitter to say that while he acknowledged the handover is happening, he still believes he was the victim of what he continues to call a rigged election. Harvard Law School's Lawrence Tribe, a member of Al Gore's legal team in 2000, says the jig is up.
We now know for sure, as we knew before, but now it's without the slightest doubt that Joe Biden is the president-elect. He will be the president of the United States. And it's very clear that there are no options left.
The sign-off by the General Services Administration now means funds are available to Mr. Biden to begin preparations to assume office. The president-elect has begun to appoint key cabinet positions, including former Secretary of State John Kerry for a top climate change role. He's also nominated Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence and Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary, the first woman to hold these roles. The nominations have the support of former President Barack Obama.
There's been some damage done that is going to take some time to dig ourselves out of. But there's no doubt that Joe's got the right people to do it. And I have every confidence they'll be able to do it. It just may not happen instantaneously.
With us now for more on this is The Atlantic's Isaac Dovere. Hi there, Isaac. Thank you for talking to us on RNZ this morning. So it's been 3 weeks. How crucial has that been, that time lost to the Biden campaign for the transition?
Well, thanks for having me. What we see here is that the Biden campaign knew that if he won, that he would probably not be getting a lot of participation from Donald Trump and his team. And it's really not a surprise to see Donald Trump be less than gracious in defeat. If you go back to any time that he's lost anything, he says he didn't really lose and he complains about it. So the Biden team was preparing for that eventuality and was moving forward over these weeks, knowing that they would maybe get some cooperation and maybe not. As of yesterday, that cooperation, this formal process begins, which allows the agencies to start talking to folks who are involved with Biden's team. And that process is important. The federal government in America is enormous and complicated, and there is a lot that needs to be done beyond just saying this person's going to now be the Secretary of State versus that person, but that there are a lot of other people down through the agencies and each one of these agencies and each one of these offices that will be getting replaced, and with the hopes that it will be somewhat seamless, whereas, of course, it's not going to be completely seamless.
And these key cabinet positions that are coming out, what are the signals given by the people that Joe Biden is choosing?
There is a very clear message that Biden is saying here. He's not picking really well-known names. He's picking people who are very experienced, and that's a big difference. People whom he knows well, for the most part, people whom he has worked with either in his time as vice president or since. That is the way that he is going about building the government so far. We'll see what more comes, but some of the most important roles have already now been filled between the Treasury Secretary and the Secretary of State.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you talking to us this morning. Isaac Dovere there from The Atlantic.